I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
And how is that daring life coming? This is Debbie Dashinger. I hope you're taking steps towards your dreams and turning them into a reality. A little bit later on, Dare to Dream today, Dr. John M. Mooney will be here. He's the author of Treasures in Truth, Quotes to Nourish Your Soul. And for now, we're going to be talking about letting go. Surrendering. You know, I recently returned from a workshop, and during the workshop, we had the opportunity to work with fellow entrepreneurs in these very small, intimate groups. And one of our assignments, in order to move our lives and our businesses forward, was to look at what was eating up our time and not generating income, not generating any positive rewards. In other words, things we were dedicating a lot of time and attention to that were basically a time and energy suck and not a contribution. It's really interesting going around our circle because for all of us, there were definitely pockets where we say, oh, I'm giving, I'm doing. And we admitted, and it's also holding me back from being where I want to be. And so within that group, after we talked about it, we then shared and committed that in 30 days we're going to check back in about what we'd done about releasing that and changing that. And again, we'd check back in 90 days. We're going to reconvene and be accountable for what we had committed to release and to let go of. My question is, what can you let go of that will change your life? Is it television? Is it a relationship? Is it an anger towards a family member that has never been resolved? Your job, possessions, alcohol, or some other debilitating habit? You know, the hardest part of letting go is the decision to let go because you don't know yet the consequences of letting go. And so we hold on without having faith, even though we know that letting go is the right thing. So many people get scared and they don't. And the hardest part of letting go is the feeling that there's nothing to fall back on. The hardest part of letting go is doing so in a timely way when it's inevitable. I suggest for all of us, we move on. Life goes so fast. Just move on. Because sometimes the only way to find new opportunities is to shut the door on the things that aren't working. You probably can't find the right guy or the right job or forgiveness or the right circumstances if you're spending your time on the wrong one. What can you let go of that will change your life? What are you willing to say goodbye to in order to say hello and invite in something new and wonderful? Think about that. Commit to that. And when we come back, Dr. John Michael Mooney is here. Stay right there. Enjoy the break. We'll be with you again in a minute. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years.
The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today, so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com. Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and my guest today is John Michael Mooney, who's the clinical director of Premier Healthcare in Placerville, California. John received the Chiropractor of the Year Award, is president of HELP, an organization that provides shelter and food for people in need, and he's a member of the Rotary Club. John spent 30 years collecting his favorite quotes while writing them in the margins of his Bible and then handing them out to patients. And one Christmas, as a gift, his son compiled all the quotes into a book format. Thus, Treasures in Truth, Quotes to Nourish Your Soul, came to be published by Inner Visions Publications. John has a bachelor's degree from Long Beach State University and a doctorate degree from Pasadena College of Chiropractic, my neighborhood. You can find out more at johnmmooney.com. Dr. John, welcome to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy being on here today.
I'm looking forward to talking to you about Treasures in Truth, What a Journey, and these timely quotes that you put together for your patients and now for the world. So I want to start here, John. You've said that, this is a quote from you, one very important realization over the last 34 years is that I learn more from my patients than they learn from me. I want to hear a little bit more about how that is for you as a chiropractor through some examples, if you'll share, about what you've learned from your patients.
Oh, that's a great question. All my patients have different occupations, and when they're in here and we're talking, I ask them about their job, you know, and it is incredible on the diversification that all of these people have. And you know, when I look doing this for 35 years and all of the thousands of people that I have treated, I pick up a lot of knowledge from there, and knowledge that, you know, you couldn't get in a book. It's just something that stays with me for the rest of my life, and I use a lot of the things that I discuss with them, with other patients, to be able to help them.
And is there anyone in particular who stands out for you that taught you some pretty important lessons?
Well, my father. You know, he taught mm-hmm. me a lot of lessons. And then my office manager, Cheryl Lynn, that has been with me going on 35 years. So that's very, very rare where you can have an office manager stay that long with anybody, whether it's a medical doctor, chiropractor, or an attorney. So that's mm-hmm. a real blessing.
Nice. So the people close to you are the great lessons for you as well.
Absolutely.
Longevity there.
Absolutely.
And John, you've been quoted for saying, "I'm sending my love letter to the world in the form of my new book, Treasures in Truth." Why? Why a love letter to the world through your book?
Well, a lot of these quotes I had never heard before. And mm-hmm. you have to understand, in the last 35 years, I've accumulated approximately 1,300 quotes. They're divided up into 55 different categories. And what you were speaking about earlier, I remember doing this. There's 31 Proverbs for 31 days, and I read Proverbs every day, and I thought, well, you know what? I'd come across a quote, and I'd think, this is really, really good. How am I going to remember this quote? So I started writing them in between my Proverbs, and once that filled up, then I put them in Psalms, and then I put them into other books also so that I would be able to revisit them every 30 days. So I remember distinctly that if something happened to me or to my Bible, that these quotes would be gone forever. So it was August, and I started writing. I remember walking out in the backyard, and I thought, well, you know, I need to start writing these down. And I thought it would take me a couple weeks. Well, I didn't finish until December. And then, like what you mentioned earlier, you know, I gave the quotes to my son, who's a professor. Mm-hmm. And for Christmas, he gave it to me all bound up, typed. And it was mm-hmm. wonderful. And so people that had problems, I would just give them the book of quotes, and it really helped them. So at that period of time, I thought, gee, I should probably make this into a book. But I didn't have anybody to help me. Well, I was playing tennis with a friend of mine, and he had a friend. Her name was Gina Comini, and she had written 3 books. And so basically, I hired her to help me to do this book. So I asked her, well, how long do you think it's going to take to do this book? She said, well, it's going to take probably 4 to 5 months. Well, it was a year and a half. And the reason, is that I had the quotes, but I didn't have the authors. And that really, we did all this research, and what we found was a lot of people stole quotes from other people and just changed a word. And so we would go back as far back as we possibly could to find the original author. So it was a lot of fun, but a lot of work. I have about 3,000 hours into this book.
Wow, that's totally impressive. And how interesting for me to hear that a lot of quotes are not who we think it is. And I have a friend who actually has a Gandhi quote on his website, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. And he did a whole blog about how, did you know that that's not actually what Gandhi said? And here's what he actually said. And he corrects it. So who knew that? Huh. It's fascinating. And it's true, you know, like a quote that I've heard a lot is, make your mess your message. I've said it myself from stage, and then I thought that Oprah said it, but I think it goes way back. It's got its own lineage almost from someone who said it way back when and everyone adopted it.
Exactly, yeah. So actually that quote that you talked about, Gandhi, is actually in mm-hmm. my book.
Ah, small world. So I mentioned a little bit the background, and you just mentioned a little bit the background, but the gap, the bridge that went from your son handing you the book, you handing the book to some patients and saying, this is working, something's happening. What motivated you? Because this is, I know, writing a book any even 4 months or a year and a half, it's a commitment. It's a discipline to get your baby out into the world. What really got you through that time to write Treasures in Truth?
Well, I saw the changes in my patients and my friends when I gave it to them, and all of them just absolutely loved it. And it actually changed some of my patients' personality, where some of them were really depressed, and they started reading these quotes on a daily basis, and they started feeling better. They were more optimistic about life. And so once I saw that, I thought, gee, I have to put this into a book form. This is very, very good. So, I mean, some of the people that we actually have in it. We have Einstein, Picasso, Thoreau, John F. Kennedy, Golda Meir, Oswald Chambers, Charles Dickens, Shakespeare, Wayne Dyer, Muhammad. It just goes on and on and on. So I've never had anybody purchase the book and was disappointed. It's really been very, very inspiring for them.
And what inspired the title? What caused you to use that particular title?
That's a great question, because I would lay in bed thinking about the title, and it took me about 3 to 4 months before I decided on that title. And originally, you know, when I first did it, we put in Treasures of Truth, and then we changed it to Treasures in Truth, and I like the book so much that when I look at the book, there's nothing in the book that I would change. To me, it's perfect.
What a great feeling. You know, I work with authors all the time, and I just have to say that's very rare. And that's very wonderful, because authors have a tendency to always want to get in there and tinker and tinker. And it is such a gift when they can finally let go and release it out into the world and say, you know, it's good enough. The fact that you can even look at what you created, this baby, this entity you put out in the world to help people, and say, you are perfect just as you are.
Exactly.
That's a real blessing.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So the power of your book out into the world. Well, when we come back, we'll be going a little bit into the quotes in John's book and also talking about what is the driving force behind the book. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head. that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Dr. Mooney, and you can find him at www.johnmmooney.com. I promise we're going to do some quotes here, John. And one of the quotes you have is by St. Augustine, and it reads like this: "Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe."
Yeah,
I want to get
quote?
Your. It is a great quote. I want to get your take on the quote about faith.
Well, faith is wonderful. I mean, it's faith sees the invisible, believes in the incredible, and receives the impossible. So, you know, faith, you have to believe even though you do not see. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. And there was another one here, and I think I mentioned it to you. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. And in this life, our suffering is never as great as or serious as our sin. Did you like that?
Yeah.
And then here's one by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Forgotten is forgiven. And Harriet Nelson wrote, "Forgive all who offended you, not for them, but for yourself."
So, there's a lot of letting go principles in all of this, because I think ultimately forgiveness is a letting go, a surrendering of what happened, a moving on, a choosing to close a chapter on. And as they say, even if you, they say you can forgive sometimes and not forget, but it's different to let yourself off the hook to move on in your life.
Yeah, exactly. So here's another one. Life becomes easier when you learn to accept an apology you never got.
Oh, my God. Who said that?
Robert Brault, B-R-A-U-L-T.
Will you say that one again? It was so
sure.
Good.
Life becomes easier when you learn to accept an apology you never got.
Man, is that powerful. You hear that, everybody? Like, really? You know, that's so true. From people who have wronged us in ways that will probably, you know, they'll never be responsible, even though we may be very responsible in our lives, or family members who did things, or, you know, places and spaces, bosses. And just like, I think we've all been there at some point in our life. That's
exactly.
So beautiful.
You forgive to forget to save yourself. You know, So those you hate actually control your future.
Those you hate control your future. It's
yeah.
So powerful. So tell me, this book, Treasures in Truth, I am curious about the driving force behind it. What did you hope to do for people or for people's lives for reading it?
Well, once they read this book and they read it on a daily basis, it's not the type of book that you're going to sit down and read all of it in a couple of days, and that'll be it. The most important thing for the individual is to read it on a daily basis. Just pick a chapter, read that chapter, and most of them are two or three pages, and then you move to another category. Like I was saying earlier, there's 55 categories, and I try to read one category each week. And it does change the people when they start reading this and they start believing it. You know, you have to take your time and meditate upon these truths. So basically, most of the quotes in this book are truths.
So the book's divided into 55 sections or themes according to subject matter. What are some of the topics? What are some of those 55 topics?
Well, we have abundance, action, mm-hmm. belief, blessing, change, character, comfort, commitment, compassion, courage, creativity, education, faith, fear, foresight, forgiveness, generosity, goals, goodness, grace, gratitude, happiness, healing, honesty, humility, insight, kindness, knowledge, loneliness, mercy, obedience, pain, peace, perseverance, right, prosperity, protection, so many, many more.
Wow. Nice. Something for everybody. And what about in your practice as a chiropractor? How do you use quotes there on an everyday basis?
Well, depending upon what the patient needs, you know, if they're going through some tough times, I'll say, well, look, here, I'd like for you to read this. Do you like this? And they'll go, yes. And I said, well, look, here is a book. I'm going to give you this book, and I want you to do me a favor. I want you to read a category every day for the next 2 months. Can you do that? And I've really never had anybody say no. And then the next time they come in, we start talking about some of the quotes that they've read. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, they really enjoy those quotes. And they themselves are starting to share it with their friends and family, which is great.
So I'm trying to get a picture because I can totally imagine that people keep coming back to you. So some people come to you because they're having problems in their neck and their shoulders and their spine, whatever. And so they're coming in, and as you're cracking or adjusting them, they're also pouring out their hearts to you?
Well, it depends upon what they... I just had a lady that left about, a half hour ago. And she's 82 years old, and she said, my daughter died. And I go, what do you mean? She said, I was talking to her on the phone, and then all of a sudden, she wasn't talking anymore. And then I found out later she died of a heart attack. So I talked to her a little about, you know, what she needed, and could I help her in any way? And I've already given her a book, you know, in the past, but, you know, those are the type of things that you see as a doctor where people come to you and you do want to help them any way that you possibly can, either from a physical point of view or from a spiritual or psychological.
How do you deal with that? I'm curious. You know, I'm someone who's very sensitive, so it's almost hard. So, you know, it's a gift for me to learn how to not take things like that on. But I imagine you hear a lot of very transparent situations that people are going through. How do you process that once they leave your office and you've seen so many people throughout the day?
Well, you just get used to it. And basically, actually, it's pretty easy. When the person knows that you are really care about them, they will listen to you. And, you know, you help them any way that they possibly can. And like I was saying earlier, that a lot of my patients help me. Life, you know, is a trust, a test, a temporary assignment. You know, you just do the very best that you can. Basically, we're all on the same ship together, you know.
So.
You're going through life, and you know, I enjoy life. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy my patients. It's actually fun for me, you know. So they said, I think it was Mark Twain said, if you found a vocation that's your vacation, then you have it made. And he's right, and I have it made.
Oh, that's so great. Well, what a great segue, because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I would like to get to know you personally a little better, the author behind the book, and I'll ask you a couple of very awesome personal questions to open that door for us to see it a little further. So, folks, when we come back, more with John M. Mooney on Dare to Dream. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Dr. Mooney. You can find him on johnmmooney.com. So as promised, I'd really love to get to know you better. And clearly, you know, you've got inspiration or motivation that comes through you. So, John, what allowed you to move past anyone else's expectations and carve out a new path to do what you're doing today?
You mean if they wanted to do what I do?
Well, if anyone had expectations, but they were not your expectations for your life or personal life, how did you supersede what someone else expected you to do or be and instead carve out the path you're on now or a new path?
I think the average American changes jobs 3 times. And most people, by the time they're 45 years old, have already switched twice. And so I'm very, very fortunate. I've been doing this for so many years that I am one of the few that have not really made very many job changes, except when I was a kid growing up. I actually grew up down the street from Disneyland and worked at Disneyland too as a kid, and that was fun. I enjoyed that. But you know, when I look at my life, I look at everything that I've been through, and if you talk to other people, you'll see that most of them have gone through the same challenges that you have. And like I was saying earlier, that I really enjoy doing what I do. So it's not a job. It's just something that, you know, it's actually fun for me to actually come to work every day. I've read where 70% of all Americans do not enjoy their job, which is very, very sad. So I'm very, very gifted to be able to have that ability to come to a job that I really enjoy doing.
And in your life thus far, John, what lesson has taken you the longest to learn? What lesson took you the longest?
I would say being patient, realizing you think when I was younger, I'd get upset at people, and then finally I would realize that people do not think the same way that you think that people think the same way that you do. They don't. They do not see the things the way they are. They do not see the things the way they see them, but they see them the way that they are. So their personality, their DNA, everything about this individual is different than any of my other patients. Everybody is unique.
What do you think your true purpose on earth is?
To glorify God. Absolutely. You know, it's my true purpose is to glorify God. And, you know, for me, you know, there's two religions, the do and the done. So I believe I belong to the done religion, meaning the do religion, a lot of churches want you to do this and that and this, whereas I believe that Jesus Christ has done everything for me, and I do not need to do anything. I do works because I am saved. I do not do works to be saved. People that are involved in a religion all about works become very, very guilty. They do not feel very good about themselves, and they need to step away.
So when you say to do or done, let me see if I understand this correctly. You're saying that it was already done for you. Is that right?
And
that
Well, here's good theology. Good theology is God has done his part and Jesus Christ has done your part. Basically, it's something that you understand that you do works because you are saved. You do not do works to be saved. A lot of people come under churches where they want you to do all these different things in order to make you feel good and make you where you're going to be saved. But in reality, God, through Jesus Christ, has already done that for you. So you do works, you know, to glorify God, not to glorify yourself.
Got it. Beautiful. That's an easy true purpose, isn't it? Or certainly.
Yeah, you know, typically what I'll do with people, I'll say, how many religions are there in the world? And most of them will say, well, hundreds. And when I say, well, there's two. And they go, what do you mean? I go, there's the do and the done. So I explain that to them. And they get it.
And what, so far, John, has been the dream that you are most proud of having created thus far?
Oh, my family. My wife, Ellen, who was a sophomore in high school, and I was in a junior, and then ended up marrying her. And then I have one son, Brent, who's a chiropractor that actually practices with me, and then my son Matt, who is a professor in Santa Barbara, and then I got my first grandchild, Matthew Abraham, about 2 years ago. Actually, his birthday is going to be 3 next week. So that was, I never thought I'd have any grandchildren. So in order to have a grandchild, it's just a total blessing, something that really nourishes my soul.
Lovely. Well, folks, we're going to take another break. Stay right there. And remember, if it's your time to be an author, your time to write a book, hire a certified coach who ensures you're going to write a page turner. I'm a book coach who also takes your book to guaranteed international bestseller while assisting with media interview bookings. Get your book written. Do it. Take it to bestseller and be interviewed on media. When it's time to get your manuscript done, email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question. And everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And John, here in the last segment, what do you mean when you describe yourself as someone who really enjoys exploring spiritual truths and finding the reality of every situation? What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, it means that you're a spiritual being that has a body. You're not a body that has a spirit. So, you know, when you die, your body disintegrates, but your spirit lives on. So so the question for all of us is, where does it go? Where's your spirit going to go? So for me, I know that there's an afterlife, and it's something that I look forward to, and friends of yours that have passed on and family members, it's something that I really enjoy thinking about. But, you know, every day right now, I mean, I really enjoy life to the point where I'm very, very grateful for my life.
What daily ritual or practice do you engage in that keeps you, you're a very calm guy. So what keeps you there? What keeps you heart-centered and grounded that you do on a daily basis?
Well, here's, when I get up in the morning, I go down, I have my coffee, I read my Bible, I read the quotes, Treasures in Truth, and that takes me about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. During the week, I play tennis about 3 to 4 times a week, depending upon the weather. So I come to work. Instead of taking a lunch break, I actually go and play tennis with a friend of mine. And then I come back and treat more patients. And then I go home and play with my dogs and you know, enjoy life. It's fun for me.
Nice. And people who go to your website, johnmmooney.com, what will they learn when they go there? What will they see?
They will see that we have a medical doctor here. We have a physical therapist, 3 chiropractors, a massage therapist. It's really a facility that has most of the healthcare practitioners that they would need. So when we first started out 35 years ago, it was just a chiropractic office, and then we added a physical therapist, and then a medical doctor, and then, you know, massage therapist. And so it's pretty full right now.
And people who are interested in your book, Treasures in Truth,
yes,
where do you recommend that they go to purchase it?
They can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay. Easy peasy. So either spell M-O-O-N-E-Y or put in Treasures in Truth, and you can get
either
your book
one.
There.
Yeah, either one.
And
they
John
could put,
Bush.
They could put Treasures in Truth to nourish your soul, and it'll pop right up.
And John was sharing with me, this is a small pocketbook, so it's small in size. You can carry it with you. It's about 176 pages, so it's also very light. So if you do need one of those daily guides and just want to either go day by day or page by page, or sometimes people like to just say, I'm going to flip open and know the page is right for me today, you can do that with Treasures in Truth. And John, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
That's a great question. Basically, I want to be healthy. I don't take any prescription drugs of any kind. I think if there was something that I could tell an individual as far as to help them with their health, it would be move. You know, where people, they start having pain and then they stop moving. And that's one of the worst things that you can possibly do. Personally, I think that walking is by far the best exercise that an individual can do. And then swimming would probably be the next. So I noticed for myself, you know, my shoulder was really bothering me, my right shoulder. So I started walking a couple miles a day, and then all of my shoulder pain went away, and then I realized, well, it's because of all the movement from my shoulder from walking. So that would probably be the main thing that I would tell to, well, that's what I tell to all of my patients is, move. Don't just sit there and take different drugs, although sometimes anti-inflammatories is wonderful, you know, for people. Like, I play tennis, And to be honest with you, if it's a very hard match, I'll take an anti-inflammatory before I actually play. I'll take like an Advil, and that really helps me a lot.
Yeah, I've been taking turmeric every day pill form. Yeah, and also I put it in my coffee. I have this whole recipe for coffee. It's delicious. I put a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of turmeric, and a little bit of cayenne, and it makes this delicious, spicy coffee, but that is actually working inside my body for my blood sugar, for inflammation, to heat things up a little, and it's like a great way to ingest it.
Yeah, turmeric's wonderful. It's an herb from India, and you know, I take that also. You know, I try to take that and coumarin and the turmeric, and I try to do that on a daily basis also. So I'm glad that you're actually doing that. You know, it's definitely going to help you a long time from now.
And what does the coumarin do?
The coumarin is a lot like the turmeric. It's basically anti-inflammatory. It helps with your joints. You could actually take that with your turmeric that you're doing now.
Okay. Put that on the list. That sounds nice. Anything that's a contribution to my body is a big thumbs up, and it's natural too. I love.
Absolutely.
And here at the end, John, because this is really all about creating dreams, and you've created a dream life, a dream family, now this dream book. What are your favorite steps that you have found in your life, personally or professionally, that always creates success for you?
Perseverance. You know, you need to have perseverance. If you have a goal, and there was a myth, it goes like this: a person that can have written goals, he is going to make history. A person that does not have any written goals, he is going to be a stock clerk. So you basically need to have goals in your life, and they should be written goals. Only 3% of the people have written goals, and everybody else works for them.
Powerful. Awesome. John, thank you so much for coming on Dare to Dream today. I really enjoyed having you.
Well, I enjoyed being on. Thank you very much for having me.
And again, that was johnmmooney.com and his book, Treasures of Truth. You can find it on Amazon. And I end today's show with this quote from John M. Mooney's book. And this is from John Wooden, one of my favorites. There are many things that are essential to true peace of mind. And one of the most important is faith, which cannot be acquired without prayer. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I'm featuring Rhonda Scher. She's a LinkedIn expert. By the way, one of my favorite tools. I've gotten a lot of jobs out of LinkedIn. So if you don't know how to work it, you're going to want to tune in. She is the diva of LinkedIn, and she's going to teach us all how to use it for our business's ultimate success. You can subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become a best-selling author and get booked on radio and media and get big results, go to mybestsellerbook.com or email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.